Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
It's my house
on Kaya Biz.
Indeed, time to talk all things to do with property. This time around, when it comes to home purchases. Now, you'd be well aware that here on the show, we've taken a look at what we're seeing in terms of the retail property space. Who's buying? Who's selling? What kind of homes are we buying? How much are we buying for? And where we are buying? But now Better Bond has come with a fantastic research piece that gives us a lot more clarity to fully comprehend and understand how first-time home buyers in South Africa are actually looking for more affordable homes that might be better priced, but also of a quality that they desire in our traditional township markets. Robert Murray joins us now as the regional manager of Gauteng North, taking care of Better Bond. Such a pleasure to have you with us, Robert.
Thank you, Gugu. Lovely to speak to you this evening.
Fantastic. I guess before we get into the details of the numbers, one thing that we all need to be honest and reflect on is just the property purchasing market at the moment. From what we understand, it's not looking too favorable. Things are still quite expensive for us.
It is still expensive. I think if everybody is worried about the interest rates, but I believe there is good news in the horizon. You know, with our economic climate, there is predictions that the interest rate will drop at least twice before the end of 2014, which is great news for all home buyers and those who are current home owners.
Well, let's hope so, because an interest rate cut of 100 basis points would do me well, not 25 basis points. It seems too marginal there. But on that note, Robert, there's interesting dynamics that show that South Africans are looking at more affordable alternatives, and maybe a sectional title property in suburbia is no longer an option. And we're looking back at traditional township properties. Add more context for us here.
So we've seen we did some statistics over the past 6 months for 2024, which is obviously from January till the end of May. And we see that the market is very buoyant in our township areas. And our average price is currently around about the 750 mark. And which is also interesting in terms of the home buyers in these areas are the first time home buyer. So they're finding it very affordable at the moment to get into the property market. Still such a great investment. And we're looking, as I said, purchase prices, anything between your 650 price range, anything up to your 750,000 rand.
Interesting. So we are buying for that particular price range. I'm keen to understand which townships have been seeing increased property purchases.
So it has become quite popular in a number of areas. If we look at the Gauteng area, we have looking at Protea Glen, Protea North in Soweto, and also Ivory Park in Tembisa. Shoshanguve in Pretoria has also the great demand there at the moment. And also in Cape Town, in the Western Cape, Gugulethu is becoming very, very popular. And we've seen a huge price increase in that area over the past 6 months. And a lot of younger people also buying in that area at around about the age of 25 years old. Wow. Also, the Western Cape, Athlone, very, very popular at the moment. We've seen a property sold and registered over the past 6 months over the value of 2 million rand. And we're also seeing two or four bonds registering in Athlone at the average sales price of 1.7 million rand. So definitely a big change in our township areas. And it's wonderful to see that the property prices are starting to increase.
As you say, as young as 25 and as old as 39. So I guess the average age there typically in the mid-30s, which tells us something, right? That it almost appears as though more South Africans are waiting just a little bit longer before taking on the responsibility of being a first-time homeowner.
Definitely. So, you know, our average age range in the townships currently is between the ages of 30 to 39. That good average would be, you know, your 34-year-olds. And we're seeing that a lot of young African ladies are actually the first-time home buyers. It makes up a huge segment of the market at the moment. 52% of the buyers are within the age range of 30 and 39 years old, and definitely looking to get into the property market. regardless of the interest rate. I think we're all hoping for that interest rate cut, but definitely a solid investment for our first-time home buyers.
I'm glad that we're, you know, constantly hearing reinforcement of this messaging. A lot more women who look like me, young, black and female, purchasing.
Most definitely.
Yeah. And funny, we've actually asked our listeners why this is the case before. And we asked why the gents not buying property. And a few of them say, hold on. We typically tend to prioritize that when we want to start families. And I think that's an interesting dynamic. Are we seeing that there's a growing number of purchases where it's for family structure, a family setup versus someone who just wants their own independent space?
So you will find that, you know, depending on the area, you'll see that it is a lot of young families that are purchasing their home first property. And it's all about security for the family. But then you also have your element of single people who are young and want to get into the property market because it is a secure investment. And there's always going to be that property price escalation and an investment, you know, on that property. So definitely your young families, solid investment in a well-established neighborhood.
And this might be an unfair question, Robert, but I'm hoping you can give us some insight. We have seen that the average property price is around 690,000 to 750,000. Are we also finding that these first-time home buyers are taking advantage of the LISP, the subsidy for first-time property purchases here?
Most definitely. We like to support, obviously, our first-time home buyers with the FLIS product. I mean, it's so vital to exercise this option that we have available to our first-time home buyers. And what is so great is doesn't matter if you've got a deposit or you're applying for a 100% bond, FLIS is available to everyone if you're a home buyer. And obviously, if you fit the criteria in terms of your income. And those funds, you know, whether you get a 100% bond, etc., those funds you can put immediately back into your home loan, reducing, you know, some of them, the capital amount is less interest that the purchaser ends up paying at the end of the day. So it's definitely something that everybody needs to investigate in terms of our FLISP offering.
Mm. And maybe thanks for that correction as well. Not LISP, but FLISP, an important.
FLISP.
Yes, you're right. A housing subsidy for first-time home buyers in South Africa. And there is a particular criteria, right? Especially when it comes to your monthly salary, your earning potential. There's a certain program that you, I guess, characteristics of the program that one does need to follow. And maybe let's get a refresher of that just to see if more South Africans are taking advantage of it and what we need to keep top of mind before doing more research on it.
Definitely. So the first thing to do, you know, when you want to go and apply for the FLIS product, number one, we need to secure a bond for the customer from one of the, you know, major financial institutions. Once we have that approval in principle, the valuation has been done, and we have the final grant, we submit the full application to our FLIS department, which we actually have within the Better Bond office space. So obviously the income, not allowed to be more than 23,000 rand a month, must be a first-time home buyer and must be a South African citizen with full-time employment. Mm-hmm. Once that application is then approved, the funds are made available on the date of registration. And as I say, even if the client gets a 100% bond, it's additional cash that the client can put into that bond, reduce the capital, or they might even need it for transfer duty, depending on the property purchase price, or it could be used for furniture for a new property. It's at the client's discretion what they use that funds for. Mm.
This is so informative, and I think so necessary that we consistently provide refreshers on these conversations here, Robert. Another key theme that I was hoping to touch on with you is how the banks might be coming on board. As Better Bond, you are a bond origination company, helping many South Africans gain access to competitive interest rates when looking for a home loan. And I'm keen to understand, are we finding that not only is there a heightened number of applications that might come through from consumers, but are we seeing that the banks are also more amenable to be competitive and offer 100% home loans to clients?
Most definitely. So the banks are very aggressive at the moment. They are out there to lend and assist clients and, you know, with their property purchases. We even have some of the banks going up to as much as 110% bond based on the purchase price. And other banks are looking at around about the 105% bond. So definitely, and once again, it's for your first-time home buyers, whether you be a first-time home buyer or as a second property purchase, the banks are aggressive. They're out there. They're looking to do business with the individuals, and they are competitive in terms of the rates. And I think that's so important, because at the end of the month, we need to look at every rand and cents. So the interest rate is a big factor when selecting the correct bond for a home purchaser.
This is so intriguing. And I guess to throw in another mix into the profile, Robert, a moment ago we just had a conversation around electricity tariffs, and much to the frustration of Joburg residents, we're not happy with the 12% increase. And I'm keen to find out, you know, are we finding that when customers liaise with you, they are paying attention to the additional costs of actually owning a property outside of just qualifying for the home loan?
Yeah, as a bond originator, you know, we've got to look at the affordability of the customer. So it's not only just about, you know, can you afford your home loan, but we need to ensure that there's sufficient net surplus to pay for any possible increases that could come around, like Eskom, water tariffs, etc. I mean, we've now got an increase of, I think it's about 12.57% just on electricity. So we really need to budget, and we need to guide our home buyers the correct way. So we do, when we do an application form at Better Bond, we not only look at the affordability, but we also look at the lifestyle of the customer to ensure that if should the interest rate go up, or there should be an increase in petrol or Eskom, that the client can still maintain his lifestyle, or and not be in a situation where they no longer can afford their home. We need to ensure that our clients remain safe in their properties, and there is affordability regardless of any increase that might be coming in the foreseeable future.
And I'm assuming that even that potential increase needs to be calculated on a personal basis, right? But ensuring that you have and are able to accept a bit of a buffer.
100%. I think everybody needs to have that little bit of the buffer. And even when the banks do their assessment, you know, we're talking about interest rates, current prime rate being 11.75. When the banks actually do their affordability application, they always price the risk, if I can say it that way. So when they do their assessment, they might be looking at an interest rate of 12.5% just to give that little bit of a buffer should there be any increases, whether it be interest rates, whether it be Eskom, water. We need to make sure that that customer is comfortable in his home at least for the five to seven years before they might consider selling that property and moving to something bigger.
Definitely. Such a pleasure speaking to you this evening, Robert. Truly appreciate your time, and of course giving us some clarity on some of the purchasing trends we're seeing in South Africa. So it does seem as though a lot of activity picking up, and interesting dynamics to witness. Thanks again for your time.
Most definitely. Thank you, Gugu.
Thank you. That is Robert Murray, who is the regional manager for Gauteng North at Better Bond, helping us understand how first-time property buyers are certainly driving the property boom that we see in our local townships. In Gauteng specifically, the past 6 months, Protea Glen, Soshanguve, jointly accounting for 86% of all bonds registered with Better Bond. Isn't that telling? So definitely seeing a lot of uptick there. And typically the average price range for property, if it's well-sized two-bedroom home in Protea Glen, that's about 650,000 rand. So Soshanguve typically seeing an average of around 690,000 rand. So interesting. If you know anyone who has made any of these recent purchases, share your thoughts with us. And of course, perhaps if you're a South African who's saying, well, you know what, I prefer this market. It speaks to affordability. It speaks to the lifestyle that I want to live. And of course, there's a great opportunity there. I'd also be intrigued to find out if the brothers... I asked this question the last time, and my colleague Mudibedi said, the gents are slowing us down. Brothers, are you purchasing properties, or are you looking to start a family first and then actually move into buying a property? Because looking at the stats, looks like there's a lot of black female South Africans like me who are actually leading the charge in terms of property purchases. And maybe ladies, you can also tell us why this remains important for you.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.